Hi, everybody. Welcome to All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Thank you for spending some time with me today. As the song goes, hot town, summer in the city. And indeed, New York City is a town that both heats up and chills out during June, July, and August. Summer in the City is also the name of the New York Times newsletter that promises to fulfill a mission of, quote, showing us the can't-miss spots, recommending great places to eat and drink, and rounding up the week's best events and happenings. It is a big job, and one that Margot Boyer Dry has taken on as co-author of the newsletter. Margot, welcome to All of It.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And listeners, you know we like to crowdsource in these situations. Do you have ideas for summer in the city destinations and adventures? Maybe it's a day trip or a night out. Where are you headed this summer? Where do you think other people should go? That is not an invitation to tell somebody to go someplace, by the way, that you know what I'm talking about. Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. So this is the newsletter's second year, right? It's sort of, and a newsletter feels sort of postmodern in a way. How did that newsletter come about?
So last year, the editorial director of newsletters, Elizabeth Goodridge, who now is on the travel desk, I think had a day out in Red Hook and was thinking, gosh, don't you think our readers could use guidance on how to really dig into a new neighborhood, not just to go to an event, but to make a day and learn about the context of where they are and dig into somewhere they don't live necessarily. Mm-hmm. So I think that took root in her brain and then quickly became this product where we visit a new neighborhood every week and give a full plan for how to learn something about where you don't live or maybe close to where you live.
What is it about choosing it by neighborhood? What is the opportunity you have there?
Well, I think all of our lives are so rooted to where we live and where we work. And New York really comes alive in the summer. And it really is the best time to go do something new and then learn about all of the things that are happening now and have happened to construct the experience that you're having in this new place.
I always used to, when I was young and working in the city and I didn't have much money, I would say, I'm going to New York for vacation. And then I would pick a neighborhood and just dive in. And you really get to know the city that way. There are so many good nooks and crannies. But I do want to say that you do day trips as well, because I noticed that Cold Spring was on the list. So what are your parameters?
So we try mostly to stick within the boroughs, and we will hit all five boroughs this summer. Keep an eye out for Staten Island activities. but it is nice to have a day out somewhere, and there will be a day coming in a few weeks, I think, taking us outside of the city.
And you're sort of following what we like to do here, too. Not following, but you're doing what we like to do here, is you are soliciting tips from people, readers. Where can people send you information about things they think are interesting?
Sure. So send us a note at summer@nytimes.com. And if you want to sign up for the newsletter, go to nytimes.com/newsletters. But yeah, last summer we got so much reader engagement. People were saying, I love that you covered Cold Spring. How about you go to this museum? Or I love my neighborhood in the Bronx. Why don't you come here? And so now we're actively soliciting those notes, and we publish a reader note every week alongside our own editorial.
Excellent. And you can get in on this conversation right now by calling 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. What is a good trip, a day out, a night out, someplace you like to go in the city in the summer? We'd love to share your recommendations with our listeners and with our friend Margot from the New York Times. Okay, so first up, your most recent newsletter, I love this, Lola Stars Dreamland Roller Disco in Prospect Park.
Yes.
It's got to be special with a name like Lola Stars Dreamland Roller Disco. Tell me about it.
Well, there's so much in that name. Lola Starr is the founder of the Dreamland Roller Disco. She actually won a contest years ago sponsored by Glamour Magazine and Tommy Hilfiger and used her winnings to set up a roller disco on the Coney Island Boardwalk. And it was a hit. People would come out in wild costumes and have a blast. And as these things go, they were evicted after about 2 years. But because people loved the disco so much, it found a new home in Prospect Park. It's now at the LaFrak Center at Lakeside. Mm-hmm. And people go every Friday for a different themed skate night every time. There's Beyonce versus Jay-Z, 90s hip hop night, Spice Girls, Purple Rain. And the costumes abound still. There's a bar, which I don't recommend, partaking in, just because coordination is so important when you're roller skating.
Clearly, yes.
Also, roller skating is a lot harder than rollerblading, I learned. Four wheels.
Sounds like you learned the hard way.
Maybe.
So if you're saying you maybe not grab a drink there, where would I go in the neighborhood?
So my co-columnist Max Falkowitz comes up with wonderful places to go. He is a real expert. So there's Parkside is a bar he recommended, which is a casual spot where you can have a drink or a wonderful hibiscus soda, he mentioned. There's also Camillo, which is a more upscale Roman restaurant, but they have a great bar with a great spritz.
What else could I check out in that? Oh, spritz. Where do you fall on the spritz?
Well,
Are you pro spritz?
I like a spritz. I don't need a sweet spritz.
Okay.
So it sounds like their particular spritz is the spritz for me.
Okay, just checking in, just on the spritzometer. My guest is Margot Boyer-Dreyer. She is the co-author of the New York Times Summer in the City newsletter. So is there anything else? If I'm out there, I'm at Lola's. I'm hanging. Anything else I should be doing while I'm out in Prospect Park?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Prospect Park itself is so rich and full of things to explore, including those paddle boats, which I think people should really take advantage of. They're seen as a tourist activity, but it's fun. Also, Jenkins Johnson Gallery is right across the street just when you exit the park. They started, I believe, in San Francisco, but this is their Brooklyn outpost, and they represent emerging artists and curators of color. And have really great work up right now. So visit that. There's also, of course, the Botanical Garden if you get there early and want to be outside more.
Can make a whole day of it. Wave Hill in the Bronx. Give me your pitch for Wave Hill.
Sure. Wave Hill is the best place to be outside, I think. It is way up in the Bronx, which keeps it quiet and lovely. I don't know if you've been to Riverdale, but it's right on the river, of course. And so Wave Hill is an estate that dates back to the 1850s and used to be privately owned, now is owned by the city. When it was privately owned, Teddy Roosevelt hung out there. Mark Twain stayed for a couple of years. So it has this really rich history of sort of inspiring luminaries. And now it's kind of part park, part botanical garden. And has this beautiful view of the river and the Palisades and then this really intricate botany. So you can walk around and see a sort of terraced herb garden and then greenhouses filled with tiny succulents or giant cacti.
Is it a look, not touch situation, or is there any opportunity to engage?
So this place is kind of special in that they are a bit more encouraging of the touch. I think they want you to kick off your shoes, hang out in the grass, touch respectfully.
Okay.
Because the horticulture is pretty particular. But I think the mission is for people to commune with the outdoors and learn about different species and literally dig into the city's green space.
So is it the kind of place that has that I can just show up and I can drop in on various happenings that are there? Or do I have to make reservations? What's the best plan?
So you can just show up. Entry comes with a small fee, but just go roam, visit the cafe and the bookstore and the gardens and look at the river. They also host yoga often in the mornings.
Oh, nice.
They're open late certain Wednesday and Thursday nights for musical performances. They make sure to have programming to anchor their regular hours as well.
Got a call from Adam. Adam has a recommendation. Hi, Adam.
Hello, how are you?
Doing great.
Like a lot of 908s, I'm far too Manhattan-centric, but there are gems. And one of the best things about the summer in Manhattan and all over the city is places that will completely open the doors to the street. So you get the best of indoor and outdoor experience, or at least open the windows so you don't feel closed in and you feel like you're still on the street, but you're inside the restaurant. A good example on West 4th Street between 6th and 7th Avenues is Las Ramblas, the Tapas Bar, which is allegedly right across the street from Bob Dylan's first apartment in the Village. Tiny little spot, not many tables, delicious tapas, and really good European beers. And as you all know, there are dozens of these places, not just in the Village, but all over Manhattan, that just throw open the garage doors or every door they can. so that you're getting a little bit of the outdoor experience, but a little bit of the air conditioning too, and good food, of course.
Adam, thanks a lot, and I like you getting in the spirit, throwing in a little history in there. Thanks.
Absolutely. Well, I hope it's true.
Well, we're going with it. Adam, thanks for calling. I love your suggestion for Queens. This is a favorite of mine, the Queens County Farm Museum. By the way, my guest is Margot Boyer Dry. She is the co-author of the New York Times Summer in the City newsletter. If you want to give us a tip, someplace you like in the city in the summer, 212-433-9692. Okay, back to Queens County Farm. This is a great place.
It is. And we're getting about a two-hour jump on the readers right now. This is coming out this afternoon.
Oh, I love it. Thank you for the preview.
Yeah. So the Queens County Farm Museum is amazing. It's the largest and oldest continuously farmed tract of land in the city. It dates back to 1697, I believe. Mm-hmm. And the city acquired it around 1975, and now it's a place where we can all go to learn about sustainable agriculture, including raising livestock. And they open up for volunteers on Tuesdays and Sundays. So anyone can go without making a reservation anytime from, 10 to 4, I believe, on a Tuesday or Sunday. Grab a pair of gloves and weed, mulch, harvest if you come on the right week. I'm told that there are weeks when there's berry picking.
It's great with kids. That's how I found it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really great if you've got kids. Let's take a call. Again, our number is 212-433-9692 if you want to share one of your favorite summer spots. Let's go to Austin. Not in Austin. Austin's in Westchester. Hi, Austin.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great. Where do you like to go in the summer?
A place that's just up in lower northern Yonkers called Untamaya Gardens. Like a Persian gardens that has the Temple of Love, and it overlooks the Palisades and the river. Really beautiful, and they do different garden designs throughout the summer, and each year is really different and unique.
That's excellent. Thank you so much for sharing that. You were nodding your head, Margot.
I have been, and yes. it's close to Wave Hill, and has a similar structure. They're both on the river, and they're both old landscape gardens.
So if I'm out at the Queens County Farm, I'm back to the Queens County Farm Museum. Do you recommend, can you eat there, or is there some place in the neighborhood you should check out?
So you can eat there. There's a cafe. You can also have coffee or wine or beer. But there are also some great places nearby. There's a place called Estrellita Poblana Taqueria Express that Max recommended. Great for tacos, queso, churros, things like that. There's also Liebman's Deli. Classic kosher Jewish deli, get the pastrami.
Tacos and deli, how can you go wrong? And farming. My gosh, sounds like a perfect day. Let's talk to Elsa from the East Village. Hi, Elsa. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I just love walking around during the summer and going to all the parks in the East Village. You find just amazing parks on every block in the East Village, so you can take a picnic. You can sit and people watch. It's just amazing.
East Village, great for people watching. Elsa, thanks so much. Have a good summer.
Thanks.
We're going to slide in one more call. This is Neil calling from Park Slope. Hey, Neil, thanks for calling All of It. Where should I go? What should we do?
Okay, well, in terms of what you should do, I don't even want to get deep into that because I actually am a journalist specializing in what to do in Brooklyn and Manhattan. So I'll just leave it to one tip. One is Red Hook Flicks on the Red Hook waterfront, Valentino Pier, to see an outdoor movie on Tuesday nights in July and August is amazing, as is the film series at Socrates Sculpture Park on Wednesday nights, also on the waterfront. In terms of where to go, Fort Tilden Park, this isolated former military missile base on the Rockaway Peninsula, it's always empty because there's no good way to get there. Can't park there. People come on bicycles, and it's a stretch of empty beach within the five boroughs. It's kind of a secret. It's being discovered gradually, but still not well known.
All right. Neil, thank you for sharing your tips and your work. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You raised your finger when Neil said Fort Tilden Park.
Yeah, we got to cover Fort Tilden last summer, so take a look at the archives. One other thing is I want to flip back to food in Queens because I realized I gave you the restaurants in the Bronx.
Oh, sorry.
So let me tell you, Usha Sweets and Snacks. It has fabulous milk sweets.
Okay.
And also visit Saigar Chinese, which serves Indian-style Chinese dishes. Really great.
You have given us so much to consider. Before we wrap up, want to shout out one more time what you're looking for from your readers, from our listeners, where they can send it?
Yep. So write to summer@nytimes.com to share your recommendations. And then if you want to sign up for the newsletter, it's nytimes.com/newsletters.
Margot Boyer-Dry, co-author of the New York Times Summer in the City newsletter. Thanks for coming by and giving us the scoop on Queens County Farm. That was very exciting.
Yes, keep an eye out at 2.
Coming up, a conversation with the Tony-nominated Broadway musical Be More Chill with composer Joe Iconis, Joe Trace, who wrote the book, and lead actor Jason Tam. Don't go away.